Hello there. In today's story, we'll find out how our loving Heavenly Father took care of his little son, Jesus. The story really starts in Herod's palace. Wise men have come from the east to worship the little king. Naturally, they went to King Herod, for he should know, they thought, who could tell them where to search for the child. Let's listen as King Herod talks to them.
My scribes tell me that according to the scriptures, the child you speak of is to be born in Bethlehem. Go and find him, and then return and tell me where he is, that I also might worship him.
But Herod really didn't mean what he said, because he was jealous and afraid. He really planned to destroy the baby Jesus. When the wise men left the king, the star that had guided them appeared again, and they followed it to the very house where Jesus was. When they found him, they bowed and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That night, God told them, in a dream, not to return to Herod, so they went home another way. God knew Herod's heart was wicked. God was going to protect Jesus. Soon after this, God sent an angel to Joseph in a dream.
Joseph, Joseph, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, because Herod seeks the young child to destroy him.
Joseph didn't wait to think it over. He did what God told him to do. The family quietly slipped out of Bethlehem and went into Egypt, where they were there until the cruel Herod died. Do you know God takes care of his children today? If you have received Jesus into your heart, you are one of God's children. God loved us before we loved him. That's why he sent Jesus into the world, and that's the reason Jesus died on the cross. He died for your sins and mine. But 3 days later, God raised him up from the grave. Now Jesus is waiting at the door of your heart, waiting for you to invite him into your life. He is waiting for you to tell him that you love him, that you believe that he died for you, and that he will forgive all the wrong things you've done, if you ask him to. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and will open the door, I will come in." Receive him into your heart today.
If you want to open your heart's door to Jesus, pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I love you. Thank you for dying on the cross for all the wrong things I've done. Forgive me. Thank you that I am your child forever. Amen.